W8SFR mobile and monitoring.
NFAQ listening. Number 5 Stride is the best listening.
For a radio check, please. Trying to do a radio demonstration. Can I have a radio check, please? N8LOU. N8LOU clear. AF8BWP monitoring. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Whiskey Papa. This is Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot Romeo. Your signal's coming in clear. How are you this evening?
Doing well. How about you?
Hello, just got off of work. I'm going to go hit up the golf course. Everyone who I asked to join me bailed, so I'm going by myself.
That sounds like fun. What was your call sign again?
Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot Romeo, W8SFR.
Copy that. You got Steve here from Ortonville. You're coming in loud and clear to 5 and 9.
All right, name here is Ryan, Romeo Yankee Alpha November, and I'm in the Lapeer area, and as of right now, I'm mobile, but I'm like a mile or two away from the repeater.
Yeah, you're coming in real clear. That's great. Yeah, going out golfing, huh? I used to golf, but now I shoot archery, and it's kind of like golf. You walk through the woods and shoot 3D foam animal targets. So that's how I get my kicks.
I haven't been going much this season just because of how busy we've been, but I noticed you got a really new call sign. When's it getting licensed?
Just maybe about 2 months ago. Yeah, the Foxtrot for the second letter is kind of rare still.
I mean, my first call sign before I got my vanity was Kilo Foxtrot 8 Alpha Tango Quebec.
Okay. Yeah, this is the one they gave me here, and my cousin got me into the ham radio thing. He's been bugging me for about 25 years to get into it, and finally I did. Nothing fancy. He's got a mobile here in my shack. 25-watt mobile, and I got a Comet's 333 up on up about 30 feet, so it works out pretty good.
Well, you're coming in clear to Lapeer. Are you hitting the 6-2 machine directly, or are you going to one of the other linked repeaters?
I believe I'm going through the repeater directly. That's the 146780 repeater, Fenton repeater.
Okay, so we're not on the same repeater then, because I'm on 146.62, which is Lapeer. But they are linked, so, okay, you're coming in on Fenton.
I see. Yeah, I'm just learning how this stuff works, so we're talking on 2 separate repeaters, so they're linked, so we can still transmit.
Yeah, not all repeaters are linked. The one we're on, the Central Michigan Emergency Network, we have Lapeer is linked, Guilford, there is one in Fenton, which you're on, one in Flint, and I'm missing one. And I can't remember what the other one is, but there's like 5 or 6 of them. And they are all linked together. I think Lansing. I could be wrong, don't quote me on this, but I think Lansing has one that's linked into the system as well.
Actually, one of the better repeaters I hit is just east of Ann Arbor from here, which is incredible to me.
I had a guy from Detroit hit the Lapeer repeater direct, and I was like, what are you running down there? Because, yeah, if you're in Detroit, everyone knows you got some radio equipment, because it's like, it's kind of hard to conceal that type of antenna.
Yeah, he was getting out pretty good, huh?
Yeah, it was a bit scratchy, but then again, when you're going 50, 60 miles, that's pretty good.
I was like 25 in the Quinter area, and I was in the back seat, and my wife and daughter went into the store, and I had the sunroof open, and I turned on HT, and I was talking to a guy based out of Detroit, like he was sitting in a car with me.
And I'm running HT right now, like H2ST4X, and it's tied into my Hustler Monoband MX2 mag-mount antenna. I do have a base station at home, and I just got an antenna tower for it. Someone gave me one. So the antenna's going up from 6 feet to 30 feet. But my current setup in my car, this little 5-watt handheld and my mag-mount antenna, I think I was 15 miles from a repeater over in Lansing, and I was still hitting it clearly. And I was like, that's impressive. So So this setup does really well. I'm very happy with it. I got about a 10-mile range in any direction of the repeater, so about a 20-mile circle, and then I just become completely unreadable.
Yeah, but for an HP, that, like you said, that's pretty impressive, and that's good communication there. I live around a lake, and there's 12 of us that live around this lake, and I'm trying to get my neighbors involved and get some HTs into their hands, just so we can talk as a neighborhood, and just in case some emergencies happen or something like that, we have an ulterior form of communication. So I'm just starting that now.
Yeah, that's always good. I'm trying to get some other family members of mine into the hobby. They're proven to be quite resistant. But what's cool is my neighbors right across the street from me are also hams. And they have a lot more equipment than I do. And they have their general license, so they're on HF and all that. But I drive by their house, and it's just full of antennas. But it's cool, though. They're right across the street from me, and they are hams. So I can literally use half a watt on a handheld and talk to them just fine. So that's nice. I don't have to use my big radio to communicate with them. But our club is putting together something where we test the radio range of each other. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that is fun. I've got my cousin and another guy based out of Detroit that I met. And we'll get on the radio, the three of us, and we'll start bouncing from, we'll jump from machine to machine and take notes, see which ones we're hitting the best and things of that nature. That's a lot of fun.
Now, my antenna is currently 6 feet off the ground on my base station, but my radio puts out 80 watts, and I was able to go a solid 3 or 4 miles into my house and through my house. I was heading basically due east, and I was able to hit one of the hams in my club on simplex. So once I get that 30-foot tower up in the air, I am excited to see what my rig is going to start doing.
Yeah, that's fun to wait in anticipation to see just how good your signal is going to get out. I switched my coax. I had some real cheap, thin, budget coax that somebody gave me. I switched it out for some LMR 400, and it made a big difference, and I've only got 30 foot of it. So it goes right directly above me from the antenna, right into the back of my radio. So there's no extra connections or anything like that. It's a straight run. It works pretty good. I'm pretty happy with the setup.
Well, unfortunately, I hate to cut the combo short, but I have arrived. So it was a pleasure talking to you. Congratulations on getting your ham license and getting on the air. So I'm Ascent 73s. Have a wonderful weekend. And KF8, BWP from W8FFR, I am clear on your final.
Yeah, Ryan, it's been a true pleasure talking to you. Maybe we'll look around on this frequency for you again. Maybe we can strike up another conversation. Have a great golf game tonight. And this is KF8, BWP 73.
W3. K-A-H-R-U-T. K-A-H-R-U-T. This is K-A-H-U-W-T. K-A-H-R-U-T. K-A-H-R-U-T. This is K-A-H-U-W-T. Thank you.